Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And as we end this week, there's an announcement of a forthcoming marriage in the new year. It's going to be between the National Beef Association and the Scottish Beef Cattle Association. Hamish McBain, speaking for the NBA following their AGM this week, said that a lot of work has been going on for some time, and NBA Scotland feel that real progress can be made towards forming a single body early in 2012. And we'll be catching up with Hamish next week to get the latest on that story. Now today, there's a word from Europe that there's continuing talks on getting more flexibility into electronic ID of sheep. Here's George Lyon, MEP, speaking to us from Brussels.
This meeting with Commissioner Daly was a follow-up to the meeting we had with him 2 weeks ago, where shortly after that, he announced some extra flexibility on the implementation of sheep EID, where he allowed breeding sheep on farm to be left out of the requirement to electronically tag them for another 2 years, which has been very, very much welcomed by the industry. Today I put it to him that the NFU had a proposal that would allow that situation to continue, where the breeding sheep would not need to be tagged electronically until the moment they left the farm to be sold. That would still give you absolute guarantees of traceability, but it would make the practical difficulties of implementing EID much easier for Scottish farmers. His answer to that request was, yes, I want to look at it. I want to do anything I possibly can to make the implementation simpler, and therefore I am willing to look constructively at it, and I hope we can get a positive response. I've already spoken to the NFU and they've agreed that we will jointly submit a proposal to the Commissioner's officials, and I hope we can make some progress on this very, very difficult issue.
So hopefully some progress on that front as well. And after two good news stories there, finally, what's the weather going to do for us at Christmas? Here's local weather expert David Kerr.
Doesn't look at the present moment as though there'll be much low ground snow at Christmas.
And talking about anything can happen, David, we seem to be getting more and more extremes of weather. What's going on?
One of the things is that there's a great deal of Arctic ice has melted. It's a great big, very cold puddle of air. Jet stream has also been locking into that as well. Very high speed has been whipping low pressures straight at us. So that has meant these low pressures have brought, you know, a vast amount of snow the high ground.
We could, and I stress could, have a relatively calm Christmas. But if you want some snow, head for the hills is the message. But that's it from me for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday as usual with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.